Previously on The Drive with Roland and Rochelet.
The distinctive topic on everyone's mind at the moment is vaccinations. What are the truths? What are the myths? And what is the vaccination drive that's happening? According to the Department of Health, there have been 30% of males that have been vaccinated as compared with 68% of women. What do you think the guys are waiting for?
I don't know.
Well, it seems,
ask them.
Yeah, we should. I'll tell you what we are going to do. We're going to chat to someone who knows all about it and who can give us some of these answers, hopefully. She's the Health Promotion Manager, Nelson Mandela Bay Health District. And she is chatting with us on the line now. Welcome to The Drive Show, Fikile Sohuma. Fikile, tell me, why do you think men are slower at getting the jab than women?
There are so many reasons. One of them is that, you know, men, they are afraid of the needle.
The needle.
Ooh, she just says it like it is.
Small. You know, you won't even feel it. You know, it's just that we know for a fact that men are afraid. But other than that, when we talk of men and health issues, they don't like to go to health facilities. They don't like.
Yeah.
Even when they get sick, they will wait, you know, for the condition to become severe. The reason is it's how we socialize men. We always say to men, you are strong, you are a man, you know, you can take this. So they grow with that thing. Even if they see a rash, they say, no. It's gonna be fine.
Right.
So we need to educate them to take the advantage of the health services. They must go for screening, they must go for testing, let's go for checkup.
So you it's wise to go instead of tough not to go.
That is true.
Fair enough. All right, let's talk about vaccinations.
What are the myths versus the facts? Because there's a lot out there. There's a lot online. People are Googling all this information. So what are the myths versus the facts when it comes to vaccination?
The first one, people are saying the vaccines are developed, you know, so quick, you know. They feel they are not safe. I wish they can understand that. Even if the vaccines were developed in a short space of time, they went through all the processes. They were checked if they are safe, if they are effective. There are so many reviews that have been done. So vaccines are safe. They have been proven that are safe. Another myth that has been going around is that vaccines are causing virulence. The reason why we've got so many virulence is because of the vaccine. If people can remember, even before the vaccine, we did have many variants. We had more than 600 variants before the vaccine.
Okay.
We talked of Beta. We talked of Delta. The Delta is the one that we have now. You know, we have it even before the vaccine. So vaccine doesn't cause the variants.
Yeah, it doesn't stimulate more different kinds of COVID. Vaccines are there to address the kinds that already were there.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
Another thing we are worried about, their DNA, that says it is going to change our DNA.
Sure.
Because it enters our cells. Indeed, it does enter your cells. But it doesn't enter the nucleus. A nucleus, it is where the DNA resides. So it only enters the cells without entering the nucleus.
Okay.
So they must rest assured that it's not going to change the DNA. Once the vaccine finishes to do all the work that it's supposed to do in our body, once the antibodies are developed, the body will flush away the vaccine.
Okay.
So they mustn't be worried about the DNA. We know about males. You know, males, they don't want anything that is going to affect their reproductive cells.
Well, that's the one I wanted to ask you about. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about this. There's a myth going around that says it can cause infertility or erectile dysfunction or something like that. Is that in any way true?
No, there is no truth in that. In all the research that has been conducted, none of them came up with the results where it causes the problem with the male reproductive health. None of them.
Not even related.
Now,
yeah.
Not even related. I think it is good to read, but I think people, when they are Googling, they must check where they can get the right information. Mm. It's good when you go to health, you know. It's good when you go to World Health Organization to get the correct information.
Fantastic.
But the studies that have been conducted discovered that to the people who were infected with COVID, people who had COVID, it happened that at a later stage, they were having the low sperm count, they were having infertility problems, you know, they were having erectile dysfunction.
Which had nothing to do with it.
It has got nothing to do with the vaccine.
Right.
But to those that had COVID.
Right.
And it has been discovered that even 9 months, you know, after you've been infected, that can happen.
Okay.
So we are encouraging men that for you to be safe, go and take your jab so that you are not going to be infected and have severe diseases, you know, COVID diseases.
So it's more likely, it's more likely you'll get those problems from not having it than from having it. That's what you're saying, the research is saying.
It is because of COVID, not the vaccine.
Fantastic.
Not the vaccine, but COVID.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Fikile Sohuma, who's the Health Promotion Manager from Nelson Mandela Bay Health District. Thanks for clearing up some of those myths for us. We need to get everyone as informed as we possibly can.
Algoa FM. Your music.
Your world.
Your world.